The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show at 713-780-ESPN. And if you missed the first hour, a lot of good stuff. Talk a little Astros, talk a little Rockets, talk a little Juggalo Trey and how big a star Juggalo Trey has become. And is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so if you have a thought, text, tweet, whatever, put odds on it. And What Are the Odds? We'll be going to Vegas here in a little bit.
Percent 1,000.
Yeah.
And I just talked to Miss Brenda.
Yeah.
And I talked to Todd and let them know, hey, we'll struggle through this time. We'll slum it this time no producer out there.
Basically, we'll have to do it ourselves.
But next time, we're going to need somebody.
Yeah.
But can
we pick somebody?
I volunteered Nick or Kirsten to be the go-to, because they both did a good job at the Super Bowl.
They did, yeah. Yeah, they did a great job, actually. So, be okay with either of those. John, a lot of people want this podcast to happen. With Juggalo Trey and Kobe.
We're talking about it. I think we were just joking around, but we'll see. But Trey, I think, wanted to be the intern for Beth's new show. That's going to debut on Saturday.
Yeah.
So he'll be there. So I'm sure he'll get some mic time.
That would be very interesting.
I can't imagine. I tried to get them talking today about, because Beth was here earlier doing some commercials about his sexual history. He's not very forthcoming. At least not with Beth.
Well.
Which, if you can't open up to Beth. I don't know who you can.
Yeah, I at some point you have to be uncomfortable answering questions with Beth. But if you can't, you know, talk about basic stuff, that's not good. 409 says, I'm an industrial sales rep. My boss at my old job would read all the signs on the road when we headed out on sales calls with me. Totally annoying, wanted to pull my hair out. That's very similar. Look, Beaumont, 26 miles. That would get really old. 832 asked, does Lauren do the Houston Rockets rewind?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, if so, damn, she is pretty hot. Yeah, she used to be a Texans cheerleader, too.
Yep.
So, yeah.
She worked for us for a little bit before she got the Rockets gig.
Yeah. She's big time now.
She doesn't talk to us anymore. She used to be she's too famous now.
Yeah, but I don't think she didn't get famous by being an intern here. She got
No, no, no. Yeah.
Trey is famous for
being
an intern.
She was in movies.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah. She's in some campy horror movie, when she told me about the movie, I was almost certain that she did a nude scene, but she insisted that she didn't, because I mean, she's a really pretty girl. It's a crappy horror movie. I was like,
right,
like the reason why a casting director puts a girl with no acting resume in that kind of movie is
breasts.
He wants her to get topless,
right.
But she said no. She stood strong and wouldn't do it. And she also said that even if she was going to do if she was going to do Titanic, like if they offered her the Titanic role, she would say no because she would never do nudity on screen. To which I told her, you're never going to have a career. You'll do it. I said you'll never have a film career. You better lock on to Rockets Rewind or something like that.
Yeah,
and she did.
Man,
because the Rockets will never ask her to get nude. Presumably. At least not the television people.
Dude, if you told me I had to show my dong to get in a movie like Titanic where I'm going to get paid for the rest of my life, I'll drop my pants right there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to think twice about it. Here, camera angle, scene.
I'd probably get a big hulking prosthetic, though.
Yeah, I would do the same thing.
Like Mark Wahlberg in Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
You're a star. Mark Wahlberg's like 5'2". No one really thinks that's his dong, I hope.
No.
But that's what I would.
I would definitely do that. And
I'd ask for that same one.
You're a star. You're a great big star. Well, I wouldn't want the same one because it's been on Mark Wahlberg.
No, that's why I want the same one.
Oh, okay. I'd hope that's been
game washed. Used.
Game worn?
Yeah. Yeah. That ups the value significantly.
What are the odds the Rockets win tonight, realistically speaking? And if they do win, do you think the series will be virtually over?
Well,
I don't think it'll be over.
Were you surprised to see... So we talked about this. The Rockets win was so dominant that it sent the series price from minus 300 on the Spurs to even money. Or were you surprised then that the Spurs are 6-point favorites tonight?
Yes.
I was too.
I'll take the Rockets +6. Not for as much as I bet the other night because I don't have as good a feel for it. I can see the Spurs turning it around but I don't see them mashing them. Every one of those games were close during the year. So even if the Spurs come out and win, which I expect them to play better.
It's just, I guess there's always the possibility that they come out and just have a horrible shooting night, which they've had plenty of those in the playoffs. And if that happens and the Spurs have a good night, okay. But it just seems, the Spurs don't look like a team who's going to come out and blow the doors off somebody right now.
No.
So I was surprised at that. It's 5.5 now.
I like the Rockets to cover that. I don't like it as much as I did game one. I was very convinced game one they were going to come out and fire a big effort. Not that big. But I expect it to be a close game. And I don't have a good feel for this one. I really don't, because I think you'll see a different Spurs team. But, man, they're going to have to be a lot different. And I think they will be. But I also, I guess... I said before the series, the Rockets are going to have three games where they went not necessarily nuts, but where they hit their three-pointers at a high rate.
Okay.
Well, they did that in game one. Yeah. So that's one. They got to do it two more times. And and that's...
It doesn't even have to be that insane, does it?
No, it doesn't have to be that insane. They don't have to go out and shoot 44%. 35%.
Yeah.
We'll get it done. And then win one game the traditional way and kind of grind one out like they did against the Thunder. And I think that was their key to winning the series. Well, they've already had one of those games, and we'll see what happens tonight. Maybe they get their grinded out win.
Did you see, switching up a little bit, maybe we'll do this next segment, did you see that there was all 32 NFL defenses were power ranked after the draft?
I did not see that. I saw all 32 teams ranked by USA Today.
Okay, this is all the defenses.
Okay, so we'll do the defenses.
Post-draft. We can do that maybe in the next segment, but I that was on my list of things to discuss today. And I guess we've talked sports the whole show.
Yeah, we should mix it up. We'll do that, and then 5:30 we'll mix it up.
5:30 is going to be something without sports.
Yeah, because we're really...
When's your horse interview?
That will be at 6:30.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
that's sportsy.
Dustin mentions that Juggalo Trey is so famous that even Tracy wanted and got a picture with him at the NCAA remote. That's true.
Well, there you go.
They did take a picture together.
Although he was trying to mack on that girl, and we kept saying it wasn't going to work, and nobody listened.
Yeah, but that wasn't his fault. She led him on. You agree?
Yeah,
We were there. They were there talking for an hour or maybe even more, and it looked like progress was being made, and then some dude came and sat down in between them that was clearly her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Now, that was...
You got to get that boyfriend-husband question answered right away.
That was pretty shady on her part, I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah. You don't lead somebody on that. And then 850 says James Cameron would shoot your dong in 3D and paint it blue. It
works for me.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'd be okay with that, too.
Yeah, someone three asking how my movie deal's going. I haven't checked with the guys lately, but it's... I know they're progressing, and it's moving right along.
When's that supposed to start filming?
I don't know.
Do you know where it's going to happen?
Well, a lot of it's going to be shot around here because so much of it's based here. It's the main sets will be at the racetrack. There'll be some in Galveston, Crystal Beach specifically, And there's a lot of bar scenes, which will be shot around here. And then we'll be shooting over in New Orleans and Mississippi.
Okay.
So.
Do you have to get permits and stuff to?
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. They're handling all that stuff. That's
you're going to learn, buddy.
Well, that's why they're, that's why I have people who know what they're doing and have done this before. So. Somebody said that they found that Wahlberg prop at that guy's house in Mexico next to the Brady jersey.
Hey, Fred.
Yes.
We've got a new sponsor on board. It's going to make you happy.
Yes. I heard about this in our little meeting Monday. I'm very excited about
this. Yeah, Carbach Brewing is on board with us, and we're going to be doing do all day live broadcasts out there at their brewery restaurant throughout the year. We're going to be doing some beer segments with Eric. We had planned on doing them on Friday, but after talking to Eric, I think Monday may be more likely to be our day that we do those things with Eric. But he's just going to come in and talk some beer. We're going to do beer dinners out there. And if you haven't been out there, it's a great time. They've got a great restaurant, incredible food. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and they've always got great beer on tap, of course. And coming up, they've got the Love Street Music Fest. And it's the first ever Love Street Music Fest. It's Sunday, May 21st from 1 to 9. They're going to have a day filled with music, live music from local and national artists, St. Motel, Junior, Louis Del Mar, Run River North, and more. You can get tickets at carbachbrewing.com. And, of course, while you're there, you can load up on your favorite beer and go out and about. Get it now around town, your favorite mainstay, your favorite seasonal. Next time you're in the grocery store, pick that up. That's Carbach Brewing. Glad to have them on board. And one more time, carbachbrewing.com for tickets to that Love Street Music Fest on Sunday, May 21st.
My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence. I'm convinced that it's just too much pressure to take.
I felt this way before. So insecure. Crawling in my skin.
This is The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds? Wednesday, 713-780. ESPN, 713-780-3776. Eric asked, why did the ESPN Houston share that garbage Florio article that acts like it would be bad on if Savage played well? They pick up the site picks up articles that have any of the Houston teams in it. So that's why I saw that article. It was very strange. It's basically Rick Smith answering a question about what would happen if Tom Savage actually performed at a high level, which is like asking me how I'd react if Scarlett Johansson walked in here and
wanted to please you.
Yeah.
But I mean, they act like that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's like, you remember when the Seahawks traded for Matt Flynn and...
Turned out Russell Wilson.
It turned out they drafted Russell Wilson low, so and Russell Wilson played so well that Matt Flynn never even saw the field. Does that end up being a bad thing?
No. You got your quarterback.
As long as somebody plays well, I don't think the Texans care who it is. If Tom Savage starts out the season 8-0 and throws 15 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, the Texans will be thrilled with that. Thrilled. Because guess what? All that does is open up options.
15 touchdowns, huh?
Listen, I know. That's 15 more than he's ever thrown.
Just curious where that was coming from.
Just throwing out a crazy number.
All right, let's go through your rankings here.
These aren't my rankings, mind you, but Bleacher Report ranked all 32 NFL defenses post-draft. And I'll start at the bottom. A couple of them are disappointing. The 49ers used their two first-round picks on Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster.
Yeah.
They're still number 32.
Ooh.
But
they're a better number 32 now.
A work in progress.
Yeah.
The Browns use their number one pick on Myles Garrett. They're still number 31. So, Jabril Peppers was also a draft pick. But these teams were starting so far down that, there was a lot of work to be done. They have the Saints at 30, Jets 29, Colts 28, which...
I might have them lower.
I don't know if the Jets are that bad. I don't know if the Saints are that bad. I don't know if the Colts are that good yet. But we'll see. I mean, the Colts did put a lot into it. Malik Hooker, Quincy Wilson, Terrell Basham. I mean, they put in some work. And those guys are probably all starters automatically. And, I think that they're going to focus on the defense, but I just don't know if it's there yet. 27 is the Chicago Bears. 26 is the Chargers. 25, the Packers. Bills 24, which...
Interesting.
Man, like when you've got Marcell Dareus and Kyle Williams, you'd think you'd end up higher than that. I mean, they've got, from a talent standpoint, they've got a ton. Depends on how Leslie Frazier is able to use them, though, I suppose. Right. Another team that's got a lot of talent, like Ziggy Ansah and Haloti Ngata, the Detroit Lions at 23. Falcons 22, I'm guessing that's better than what they would have been last season. But between Vic Beasley and Tack McKinley and Dontari Poe, their front is starting to get pretty scary. Tampa 21, Rams 20. I don't know.
It feels a little low to me. I think they're going to be pretty good. First year of Son of Bum.
Yeah, they've got a lot of talent.
You see, he's still bitter over getting fired by the Cowboys. Come on,
usually, Wade Phillips does well his first year there. I think that may be low.
The problem is the other side of the ball is not going to be very good.
Yeah. I expect I think Todd Gurley's a good player, but if there's 8 men in the box, nobody's running.
Yeah.
Number 19, the Tennessee Titans.
I still need to see it from them. I think I'd have the Rams ahead of them for sure.
Okay. Redskins 18. The
also seems high.
Dolphins 17.
Dolphins should be better this year.
Bengals 16, which seems maybe a little bit low.
Because off the season they had last year, though, I mean, it was as much offense as it was anything, but it feels low, but it kind of makes sense to me.
Here's another one that maybe feels a little bit low, because they were near the top in most categories last year defensively, and then went defense in the draft. The Pittsburgh Steelers, 15.
Feels low.
Raiders, 14.
It's about right. Although, man, if they got the Conley pick right, that team's going to be...
Yeah, and Mac, Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin. My goodness, yeah. It's
a good team. That's a good all-around team.
It's crazy to think. I mean, they were such a laughingstock 5-10 years ago, and what they've turned into is pretty impressive. Panthers 13.
Okay.
Number 12, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Too high.
I think too high.
I think they're better over there.
I think they're better on paper than they are in real life.
Yeah, they always are. That's.
But to be fair, they added Calais Campbell. They had AJ Bouye. They've got, they've already got some guys there that look like maybe they were solid. It's just coming together. I still think that's a little bit high right now.
You know what the Jaguars are? They're the girl on Facebook who all her photos look awesome, and most of them are taken from an angle.
She knows how to work her angles.
Yeah, and then when you see her in person, you're like, okay, yeah. Cute but not hot.
Number 11, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. It seems a little high, but they played pretty well on defense last year and had a pretty damn good defensive coordinator. I'll say okay on that.
I'm going to go too high on this one. The Dallas Cowboys at number 10.
That's too high. That's a 15-16 range defense, in my opinion.
Here's another one that, on paper, outstanding, but I just don't know what to think of them. The Arizona Cardinals, number 9. Like, when you think Patrick Peterson, Tyrann Mathieu, Chandler Jones, Carlos Dansby, Tony Jefferson. No, they lost Tony Jefferson, yeah. So he's gone. They draft Hassan Reddick. Like, they were great against the run last year. They got to get a pass rush. That's what they bring in Hassan Reddick. But, man, they just didn't live up to expectations last year.
Well, when Mathieu gets hurt and is out, it's a noticeably different team.
Yeah.
So, eh.
This one, I'm going to say if they stay healthy, this is too low. Number 8, the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, which by their almost entire draft was defense this year,
yep,
too.
They were already pretty good. They signed Brandon Carr in free agency, Tony Jefferson in free agency. Then they get Marlon Humphrey, Tyus Bowser, Chris Wormley all on in the draft. I think they're going to be pretty solid.
And I think Tyus Bowser is going to be a really good player
too.
For them.
Number 7, and again, the health of a couple guys really comes down to what this team can be, the Kansas City Chiefs. If Justin Houston and Derek Johnson are healthy, I think they're borderline elite. If not, meh.
I got to wonder about – I think they're going to be really good, but Derek Johnson's injury from last year scares me at his age.
Yeah.
So that worries me.
Number 6 is a defense I like a lot, but for them to be good, they've got to get more out of the offense. The Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only do so much when your offense is a zero. And the Rams are kind of in the same boat. Like, they didn't get anything out of their offense last year. It's hard to keep it going defensively. You start to wear down if you're on the field all the time. Number 5, I'm going to go too high. Even though they were pretty good last year, I still remember when they were horrific 2 years ago. And I don't know how believable the bump last year was with the New York Football Giants.
You know, of course, they did spend an awful lot of money in free agency last year to redo that defense. And now, will those guys continue to perform?
Yeah.
Second year of big deals. But I'd have them a little lower, not much, though.
Number 4, the Patriots of New England.
I think you could put them there pretty much every year, no matter who they have on that team. They just plug in guys that always play well.
They stole Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
And Stephon Gilmore is now the second best cornerback on their team, which is really a scary thought.
Because they wind up getting Butler for the 3.9 tender, 3.8 tender.
Yep.
So,
They're not super deep, but they're good across the board. They don't really have any weak spots.
They just keep finding people, too. That's the thing. They traded away their what looked like their best linebacker midseason last year. And they traded away Chandler Jones the year before. And they just replaced those guys.
Number 3, the Denver Broncos. Which, I mean, their corners are great. They've got Von Miller. Again, I think this is another team that needs to get more out of their offense to really reach their full potential defensively. Right. Number 2, the Texans de Houston.
Okay.
Does that feel right to you?
I would have them behind Denver, but I mean, I think that's about the right range, yeah.
I think obviously losing A.J. Bouye is a big deal. I really think the two guys will decide how great this defense can be. One is Jadeveon Clowney really what he was last year? If so, uh-oh, for other teams. And is J.J. Watt going to be healthy? Can J.J. Watt return to Defensive Player of the Year form?
I'll throw a third name into the mix. Kevin Johnson.
He's going to be important because he's got to replace A.J. Bouye.
And if he comes out and plays like he was playing before he got hurt and can stay healthy, then you're not even going to remember A.J. Bouye.
And then number 1, the Seattle Seahawks.
Fair.
I mean,
unless they trade Richard Sherman.
Which it looks like now they've pulled that off the table. You assume Earl Thomas comes back healthy.
Which is, that's certainly a concern.
You saw last year that he is the most important player on their team. And without him, nothing else works the way it's supposed to work. And I don't know if there's, I mean, maybe going back to Ed Reed, is there? Can you think of another safety that's more valuable to his team than what Earl Thomas has proven to be?
No. I mean, Eric Berry.
Maybe. I don't even. But they've spent so much time without him that it's hard to even tell. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, they've got, if they got, if those guys can stay healthy, I mean, they're going to be pretty dominant again, I would guess.
Cowboy fan out of the woodwork, all offended that we said they're not a top 10 defense.
Okay.
Well, Jalen Smith comes out.
Jalen Smith is interesting.
That is a wild card, because if he is healthy and as productive as I think he will be, he certainly makes him better, but I still think there's problems on the back end. I don't think there's enough of a pass rush. And the reason they were successful last year was, the reason they drafted Ezekiel Elliott was possess the ball on offense. Yep. And limit the time your defense is on the field, and that makes them more effective.
They're as good as anyone stopping the run, but their pass rush last year was horrible, and their secondary was pretty bad, and then they lost almost all their guys to free agency, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I just don't see them. I don't see them as a top 10 defense. Sorry. All right. Well, what do I have here? You know what? There's Memorial Day sales out there, and then there's Memorial Day sales at Texas Mattress Makers, because it's not just a sale. It's a factory sale, and you can take advantage of the biggest factory discount available now. Can you believe it's already May? We're talking about Memorial Day sales. It's already May. Well, if you've been waiting to buy a new mattress, now is the time. 25% off factory direct prices. 25% on the best handcrafted, custom-fitted beds made right here in Houston. And you're already, if you walk in there, you're going to save 50% over what you pay anywhere else, because they make them right there at the factory and they sell them directly to you. Well, now let's add 25% to that, because that's amazing. Factory prices, 25% off. And they're expanding all the time. More types of beds for all body types and in combinations. You're going to get to take 25% off of any kind of bed. And it doesn't matter. If you like to sleep on your back, they've got a mattress for you. On your side, they've got a mattress, stomach. Whether you're a hot or a cold sleeper, they got you covered. And now 25% off. And I'm telling you, go check these guys out. If you're in the market for a mattress, you're going to be astonished at the prices that you see and the quality you get. They're the number one mattress store on Yelp, so it's not just me. Go and visit them today. They love the Blitzers. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
You're gonna tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me.
ESPN 97.5.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
Sports! And we're back.
Never gets old.
No. I can't really imitate Dave
sports.
South, but I can do his sports.
My
sportsy.
This is a this is my Dave South impersonation of him calling a touchdown for the other team, and so ball's on the Alabama 20-yard line, 80 yards away, A&M up by 6 with 10 seconds to go in the ball game. Here's a handoff. He's going to cut to the right, and he's going to score a touchdown. Alabama wins.
Okay.
That's the whole call. That's how he does it. He does it. I've
noticed, though.
It's like a devastated, like.
In recent years,
he's going to score.
He's gotten a lot more disgusted with them when they let something like that happen. He'll sit there and go, and how does that happen? Yeah, I've heard a few of those, but. Yeah, entertaining. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Looking forward to getting out to Vegas tonight, although this is going to be a very work-heavy Vegas trip for me, unfortunately. But that's all right. That's what we're there for, right?
Yep.
Work. So, all right, we promised them some non-sportsy stuff. Have you caught up on Better Call Saul and Fargo?
I have. On Better Call Saul, when was the last Fargo episode?
Last Wednesday.
Yes, I'm caught up on that, too.
So you're two episodes in.
Yes.
Delightfully weird so far. Not the great cast.
Yeah, but it's okay.
In the past.
the chick from the Leftovers is in it.
Yeah.
Which is a little weird because I'm watching that show at the same time.
Yeah, Leftovers, which the first one of the Leftovers this year, because I had pretty much ejected at the end of last year, and then I decided, well, I'm going to watch it last year because it's only one more year.
Right.
I hated the end of last year. And I thought the first episode this year was the best episode maybe in the history of that show.
Did you watch this week's?
I did.
Was it like one of the weirdest episodes they've done? Yeah, which, in a show that does almost all weird episodes, this was like as weird as it gets.
The whole thing with the dad in Australia. Yeah, that was very strange.
That's pretty out there.
And it wasn't bad. It was just weird.
Yeah.
So. Oh.
But Better Call Saul is continuing to be, I think, a great show. I think it's just brilliant. I love that it's all coming together with the other show, with Breaking Bad. I love the way they've done that thing. And I really think it's whoever came up with the idea to do it is a genius.
Well, and what it's really turned into is a lot more Breaking Bad side stories and the characters that you liked. Like the Chicken Man and Mike, especially.
Mike is so great.
And they're really focusing on him more than they are Jimmy.
Yeah.
And
which is good because, I mean, Jimmy's story is fine, but the Mike saga and the cartel
and
guys.
The Salamancas and all, yeah.
That's way more interesting.
Yeah. And those guys walking into the chicken shop the other, and then the speech that he gives after that, and they are all cheering him. It's like, man, this is really well
done. But you also
well
know eventually it's all, just like Breaking Bad, it's all going to be neatly tied together in the end.
Yeah, and we already know how some of this stuff ends to begin with. And I watched the first American Gods, which I have to say, you know, I didn't know what to expect because I've read the book. I liked the book. I didn't love the book. I thought there was some, you know, I just thought it was good, not great. But whenever you get Ian McShane in anything, I'm going to be interested in it.
Yeah.
And he was very, very good as Wednesday. So I think I'm going to like it. I thought the first episode was weird. And they did a good job of kind of hinting at what's to come with just some strange things. You go, what the hell is that? That'll make sense later if you've read the book. But because if they did it like the book, it would have been very it wouldn't have been quite they condensed it very well. They got some cool stuff in there from the book. So I think it looks promising. I will definitely stick with it. So and says, what are the odds you'll give the tournament at Aria a try during your stay in Vegas? Well, probably 0% chance this trip because
we're going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, I'm actually – so tonight I will be working on Derby stuff that will be posted on the website, and tomorrow morning I'm doing two podcasts with RJ that will be posted on pregame.com on the Derby and the Triple Crown. Then I've got our show to do, and we'll – you know, trying to get there as early as possible because sometimes we get interviews before the show. And then after that, we're having dinner with RJ and going over some business stuff that the three of us are going to do. So I'm hopeful that I can get the 10 o'clock at either Mandalay or MGM tomorrow night. That may be my only hope.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
The MGM's easiest for me because it's there.
Yeah. And so it's easier than going off to another casino. It's just we both have kind of started liking that Mandalay tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little, it costs a little more, but it's. They never get more than 12 people in there, so it's like playing a sit-and-go.
Yeah.
And I like that. I'm good at those, and so are you. So generally, we make a pretty good run in those things.
And then sometimes the good old Luxor has a nice little cheap game.
Yeah, the Luxor has that $40 11 p.m. tournament, which I don't think we're going to be able to make tonight.
Probably won't.
So, yeah.
Although it might be close.
It might be close.
I might be able to make it. You've got to work. I might be able to make it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've convinced myself that I can't make it so that I will go to the room and do my work. But it's actually most of the work's done now. I just have to write it. And that's the hard part. But and then Friday, I've got to leave right after the show. So kind of it's always fun to go to Vegas, but it's a lot more fun when you actually have time to kind of do our usual degenerate stuff. All right, very quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Coming for the king, that's a far
cry. I come alive in the fortime. Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Also, want to make sure we thank Crisp, Bird, and Batter again at 5922 Richmond Avenue for bringing us dinner tonight. Fantastic. Had that Southwest. Very good. Go check them out, 5922 Richmond. Also want to thank Get Me for getting me here today.
Who brought you? Michael?
Michael, yeah. Michael's got a new hairstyle. Looks pretty cool.
Oh, really? I like when he gets out and does the dirty work on his own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's and I've been really lucky with them. Everybody that I've gotten has been terrific. And, maybe it's because I'm just lucky that way.
Yeah.
But, there's a guy that does it that lives right near me, and I've used him a couple of times, and he's great. And, yeah, so I've had pretty good luck with those guys. I don't always have good luck with the other guys, but that's all right. 713-780-ESPN. Let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I don't know if this is true or not, but it's funny. From the Alabama Observer, a friend of mine tweeted it to me today. And so we're making it the gem of the day. A 54-year-old man from Winfield in northwest Alabama made headlines after his attempt to hire a prostitute through an online service ended in a terrible mix-up. It says the Alabama Observer has learned that the man has been using the website for some months to hire prostitutes and meet them at motels in neighboring cities.
Okay. Big deal.
Right. Nothing really special about
this happens
that.
All the time.
However, on an occasion last weekend, a man told his wife he was going on a fishing trip with friends. In reality, he was going to a motel in Jasper. Upon checking into the motel, Jasper, Alabama.
Oh.
Used his phone to access the website that he usually used to book prostitutes. He saw the profile of a new 27-year-old woman who caught his attention. And apparently, photos from the site only showed the woman from the neck down. Sent her a message. She replied within minutes to confirm she was available and could meet up with him. They agreed on a price of $150, bargained down from her original request of $200. But that's some cheap hoeing.
I mean, that's Alabama hoes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it turned out the prostitute was actually the man's 49-year-old wife.
Damn.
She was understandably furious to find her husband in the motel room, although he...
Like, who can be mad in that situation?
Yeah, exactly. I think she should be madder at him, because at least she's bringing him money.
Yeah, but she's
This has got to be a fake story, but it's
got to be. She's a $150 whore.
Yeah.
Like...
And if it's your wife, how do you not recognize from the bottom down?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless she's just not paying attention to her.
And plus,
yeah, this has got to be fake.
Who looks for a whore that looks? She looks a lot like my wife.
Yeah, I think no. You want the exact opposite, right?
Like you could get that for free at home.
Well, maybe not.
Like,
maybe not.
Like, if Jong was gonna,
maybe she's so tired of banging other guys, she won't bang him at home.
If Jong was going to get a whore because he was tired of sleeping with Teresa, he would get like a really large, blonde-haired black woman, right? Like the opposite of Teresa.
Is that the opposite?
Yeah.
I don't know about
opposite.
She's
a tiny Asian brunette.
Well, it doesn't need to be opposite.
Yeah, I don't think it's opposite.
So they're fake pics and she set him up. So I guess it is.
Got him.
Yep.
Well, oh, so she's not really a whore then.
Well,
because if she's not, then that's she's gonna win that argument.
Yeah, yeah. So he said, if it's true, it's the best gym ever. It's up there if it's true, but I didn't have I just saw it like a few minutes before the show, and I didn't get a chance to Snopes it.
You didn't get to vet it.
Yeah, my vetting is going to Snopes basically, which tells me whether these are real or not. But some of the funniest ones aren't real. Hashtag fake news. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Couple of follow-ups on the TV talk. A lot of people mentioning Brockmire. I've been meaning to check that out.
I haven't watched it.
It looks like it'll be pretty cool.
I just don't. I almost watch no comedies anymore. When I watch TV, I'm not looking to laugh for whatever reason. I used to be a comedy guy, and I'm just not a comedy guy.
I'm kind of with you because I haven't watched any Archer this year. I haven't watched any of Always Sunny, which are shows that I used to watch religiously. It's just kind of like, I don't want to laugh anymore when I'm watching TV. That's very strange because I like to laugh.
I do too, but I'm just not looking for it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there's plenty of stuff on. And then somebody earlier mentioned Designated Survivor, which I'm still watching, but I'm about two behind on that. It's not one of those that I feel like I have to watch every week right on time. But for a network, it's been pretty good. And I think it's because they're not doing the 22 episodes thing, which would be too much.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't watch Blacklist anymore. The wife's still on that.
Blacklist, this is the best season Blacklist has had in about 3 years.
Yeah.
Last year, I was like, I'm done with this show. My wife was like, I'm going to watch this year, and if it doesn't get better, I'm out. And, man, it's gotten really good. Part of the reason why is there's no Tom anymore. He's basically out of the show.
That's good.
And there's a...
I want rid of her, too, but you can't really do that.
Yeah, you can't get rid of her. There's a new character who's an old character that has come back and is now, like, the main bad guy. So I like it.
Yeah, I don't think I can jump back in now. I just, and they just had to do too many episodes.
That show will, its place in the pantheon of history has fallen because it had such a soft middle.
Right.
But if this show continues and finishes strong.
But when will it finish, though?
I don't know.
I mean, because it's network, it might be there 10 more years, as long as James Spader wants to do it. What are the odds you're interested in watching season 5 of House of Cards later this month? %0. I ejected after season 3, which I think was the worst season of any respected show I've ever seen. And when I'm out, I usually don't go back. And people were telling me, season 4 was better, but it's like, do I really want to go sit through another bunch of episodes from a show that I quit liking? So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713. There's so much good stuff that I'm just not going to waste time with something that lost my interest.
Yeah.
And I'm just not going to go back to it.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about my computer career. Maybe you are a disgruntled employee. Half of Americans qualify as disgruntled employees. Maybe you're working out in the heat or the rain. You're about to get into this summertime. It's going to suck. If that's you, see if the computer industry is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. And in My Computer Career, you could start a new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero experience, you attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get the skills and industry certifications that you need to start your new career. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.